Breakfast with Laura Chilingirian.
People have been complaining just how hard it is to get a place in a nursing home for a dementia patient in some parts of the country, more so than it is to get a childcare place for a young child. Well, a public hearing starts today at Parliament House on the future of the aged care workforce. A little earlier, I spoke with Alzheimer's Australia's national president, Professor Graeme Samuel. More and more Australians seem to be living with dementia every day. It has become quite the problem.
There's about 350,000-odd people living with dementia at the moment, but that's growing at a rate of about 1,800 per week. If that wasn't bad enough, over the next 20 or 30 years, we see the growth rate ranging up to about 7,500 additional people being diagnosed with dementia each week. And that leads to an enormous problem, potentially a million people in this country that will be living with dementia. And that has all the consequences in terms of both economic, but more importantly, the social consequences of people living in the community with dementia, wanting to stay in the community a lot longer, and in particular, their loved ones, their families, wanting to care for them and to keep them out in the community rather than going into residential aged care facilities.
Well, the other problem, of course, is the proportion of direct care staff seems to be declining.
Yeah, what's happening is this, is that as people that are living with dementia and becoming more difficult to retain at home and out in the community are being moved into residential aged care facilities, the quality of care that's being provided to them, the degree of expertise and training of the staff and the number of qualified staff available is all on the decline. And so we're seeing that, let me give a very simple statistic. 97.8% of residential aged care facilities are accredited and approved and pass the accreditation test. There's 44 tests they have to satisfy, and they satisfy those tests and are accredited. And yet we are receiving every day information, advice, complaints, and frankly, upset calls from carers who are saying that their loved ones are living in aged care facilities and receiving, in some cases, disgraceful treatment, in other cases, inadequate treatment. I'm talking about treatment where, for example, a person who's got impaired cognitive ability is physically restrained, is subjected to chemical restraints, antipsychotic drugs, poor care, poor understanding of their needs, poor manner of dealing with their needs. And in many cases, they're put into areas of isolation where their cognitive ability is given no challenge. It's given no ability to continue in anything like the frame that it was on admission to the aged care facility, and so the decline continues at a faster rate.
What can be done to ease this looming shortage of aged care staff?
The first is to recognise that it exists. The second is to impose on providers a higher level of accreditation, a higher level that focuses on the quality of care. That will then mean that providers will have to turn around and say, we will give greater training to our staff. We'll hire staff that have got greater expertise and training in dealing with people with cognitive ability impairment, with dementia, which have more complex needs and have a higher dependency. We'll pay the staff better. We will provide career paths for them, which are very important for more highly skilled and highly trained staff. So to do all those things to provide a process whereby the quality of care can be improved. And frankly, if aged care facility providers don't provide that quality, then they should not get accreditation.
Now, we're hearing it's harder to get a nursing home place for a dementia patient than a childcare place for children. Is that true? Is there any truth to that?
There is, but I think we're going to see some changes in that as we move into the next year or two. There's a strategic roadmap for dealing with aged care, and in particular focusing on the process of availability of aged care facilities. And the roadmap contemplates, and the government is pursuing this concept, that the funding will be directed much more to the consumer than to the provider. Now, we know that up to 70% of aged cares, up to 70% of those that are moving into the aged environment, the aged care environment, would prefer to continue to live in the community rather than going into aged care facilities. And what I think that's going to mean is that those that are providing aged care facilities will start to focus less on just the hotel services, as I call them, but much more on the more complex needs and the high dependency needs of residents that will ultimately have to move into those facilities. We'll see more people living at home and living in the community with a refocusing by the government of the way that funding is provided to assist those that are becoming aged in the community.
Now, this is a public hearing today into the future of the aged care workforce. How much of a healthcare challenge do you consider this?
Oh, this is very significant. Alzheimer's Australia, of course, has a significant focus on those that are living with dementia, and the numbers of those are increasing significantly every week. But we have other submissions that have been made, particularly by groups like Anglicare and the Palliative Nursing Organisation, which is simply saying we need to have a greater focus in the provision of aged care on the quality of our nursing staff, on the pay that is provided to them, on their training, and training in particular to deal with those that have special needs, such as those living with dementia. That there needs to be a change in the whole process, and the Aged Care Quality Accreditation Agency needs to have a greater focus on the quality of care being provided rather than the, I'll call it, the 44 ticker box type processes that currently occur.
Professor Graham Samuel, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thanks.
That's Alzheimer's Australia National President, Professor Graham Samuel. They're talking about a public hearing taking place today on the future of the aged care workforce.